I want to get to a quarterback situation, Bucky, that has not been talked about at all. It just came up from a conversation I had with a buddy in the league, and he brought this up, and I kind of poo-pooed it initially. And then the more, you know, one of those deals where the more you think about it, you're like, man, this kind of makes sense. Here's a name we don't, you know, we talk about the movement of these quarterbacks. Where's Jay Cutler going to go? What's going to happen with Tony Romo? Where does he go? We've mentioned all these teams. They're going to be in the market for quarterbacks, right? But the name that was brought up to me that was kind of the unspoken name in terms of this upcoming offseason was Colin Kaepernick. And he brought up a great point. He said, you know what? You know, Kaepernick, all the stuff with the taking a knee, you know, and it's a news story, and it's something we monitor throughout the year, and everybody has their opinion on it. But he said, you know, he didn't play terrible this year. And if you think about it, you know, this is there that he has all that ability. He's young. He has that ability. The same ability that came within a play of winning a Super Bowl is still there. He still has all those tools. And maybe, you have to look at what was around him since Jim Harbaugh left. He had Jim Tom Sula, right? That was a disaster. You look at Chip Kelly, one and done, disaster. The roster, everybody will admit, is terrible. So does that old Colin Kaepernick still exist? And if it does, if you could get him on the cheap, and the team that when I was talking with him, we started, you know, bouncing around different teams that would make sense. And, you know, when they were rolling with San Francisco, Bucky, they had, what, the number one defense in the league, right?
Yeah.
You had the number one offensive line in the league, and they could run the ball. And I started thinking about a team that's maybe not doing well but has the formula there that could work. What if he went to Chicago where they've invested in the offensive line? You get Kyle Long back. They've got some other good young players in there. Cody Whitehair played really well this year. You've got a big back who rushed for 1,300 yards and Jordan Howard. You've got some pretty good pieces on defense with a defensive coach. You've got a top five pick, which you could get a stud to throw in that mix on the defensive side. I don't know. I actually kind of like that fit.
You know, that it's funny that you say that, because that is one thing that has always intrigued Coach Fox. During my time at Carolina, we were always forced to have to play against a guy like Michael Vick down in Atlanta, a guy who was athletic, who could give you problems off the script, who could make plays with his legs, but also had a big arm. And it's going to sound crazy now, but we spent an entire day at one point in draft meetings looking at Matt Jones. You remember Matt Jones came out of Arkansas?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
We looked at Matt Jones for an entire day because Coach Fox was fascinated by having an athletic playmaker at his disposal. It's one of the things that he hasn't had, really, with the exception of his time with Tim Tebow. And if you think about the success that they had in Denver with Tim Tebow playing the style that Foxy likes to play, run it more often, throw it on occasion, and really lean on your defense, Kaepernick would give him that ability to have that kind of quarterback that can manage the turnovers and play that way. The other thing that I think that will kind of speak volumes about Kaepernick and the way that he, I mean, may be perceived differently outside the locker room than inside, the fact that he walked away with an honor from the San Francisco 49ers in terms of, like, leadership and teammate of the year. I think it says a lot about how he was perceived by that team. I think when people do their due diligence and they look, he may be a viable option, as you say, at the right dollar amount, because he does bring kind of a bridge quarterback to a situation where you can look for a young guy to develop while he is kind of serving as your starter and you still can win games with him.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, I don't see anything on him. No, nobody talks about where he's going to go or what's going to happen with him. And I haven't heard anybody throw out specific team. I just, when you're going through the list of teams and it's like, man, I think that could work down there. And your background and your history with Fox, it's pretty interesting.